Hello, and welcome to the magic of Bobby Darin. I am the Darin Archivist and your host, Jimmy Scalia. In each installment, we'll bring you the facts, stories, and music of one of the most versatile entertainers known to the world as Bobby Darin. Harriet Rosser, longtime friend and early PR person for Darin, loved and respected the music of Sinatra, Al Jolson, Bing Crosby, and all those wonderful standard tunes that make up our great American songbook. So it is of no surprise to anyone that in 1958, Hesh would steer Bobby away from a rock and roll record and more towards an LP of ballads and swing tunes. Harriet Rosser.
Well, after Bobby had broken with the rock and roll stuff, and he had just going to go in and do his first album, first major album, the company wanted him to do a Fats Domino type album. They said, we have this white kid that we can promote. We can't promote any ordinary white artist any more than a Motown can do a white artist. I was at the meeting where the discussion had come up about that first album, the That's All album, and I was very unhappy. And we left there, and I just was, Bobby, you can't do it. You can't make that kind of album. Who needs another Fats Domino? I love Fats Domino, but we don't need another one. He's alive, you know? He said, what do you want me to do? Now, Sinatra had just made a real major comeback at that time. And I knew it would be very difficult to go in and do a ballad album, certainly, even though I love Bobby's, I love the way he sang ballads. So I said to him, well, you know what I want. I want you to do just a great swinging, a standard album. I said, I know you can do it. But at any rate, when I said that I didn't want him to do it, and I was practically crying, we were walking down this street practically, 57th Street, and he said to me, what do you want me to do? And I told him what I wanted, and he said to me, Hesh, don't worry, you'll get your album.
Here is one of Harriet's favorite Darin tunes.
Where is the one who ended his search I'm making? Where is the one who chained my dream to waking? Beyond some far off secret door, there's our love, there's my life in store. The journey's long, much longer than I reckon. In any throng I'd know her in a second. Some lucky day I'm bound to find her, and when I do, I'll
thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in again to another episode of The Magic of Bobby Darin. This is your host, Jimmy Scalia, till we meet again.